Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very, very, very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit for 10 minutes. We're going to start now. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're seated on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair, which is equally fine. And if you are in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And I say this, I open each meditation in exactly this way each time because every week still so many new people sign up for the Open Heart Project. So forgive me if you've heard it a countless times, and stay tuned for late September. I'm going to announce a new program for people that are ready to take the next step. But that's neither here nor there for our purpose right now. As you get settled, I want to point out something that I think all of us confuse, and that is the notion of meditating to become more peaceful, the way we go about doing that. And of course, nobody comes to meditation because they're like, everything in my life is perfect, and now let me just throw some meditation in there. We come to it because we feel uncomfortable, we feel afraid, we feel stressed out, and we're looking for more peace. And that makes total sense, and I hope you find more peace starting right now, and I know meditation can help. However, the way most of us go about trying to find that peace through meditation is by being very, very, very hard on ourselves. Harsh, like, okay, now you're going to do this meditation thing, you better do it right. Oh, you're supposed to focus on your breathing. Why you keep thinking things? You're such a loser. Come on, get it together, become peaceful. Now's the time, you better do it. Obviously, that's not going to work. So instead of trying to sort of muscle ourselves into a state of peacefulness, which will never work again, we can create an atmosphere of peacefulness by allowing our experience to be exactly what it is. So peace, it turns out, doesn't have anything to do necessarily with feeling peaceful. It has to do with allowing your feelings to be what they are. So yeah, everybody likes to feel peaceful more than they like to feel freaked out, and obviously. But if you only want to feel peaceful and grip that as hard as you can and try to push away everything that is not peacefulness, you are not creating an inner environment of peace. The inner environment of peace comes from allowing your experience, as I say, to be just what it is. And that is a kind of peacefulness that you can bank on, that you can trust. It is strong, it is flexible, and it doesn't just disappear the moment something upsetting happens. So in our meditation practice, of course, we are cultivating the ability to be with what arises. So even though a particular meditation session might feel speedy and antsy and not so calm, you are still cultivating that ground of peace by staying with your experience. So I hope that makes sense. And without further ado, let's start our practice today. Please start your practice by saying to yourself, silently or out loud, now is my time for practice, and everything can wait, because everything can. So claim your time for practice. It's right now. And sit up straight, but with a sense of ease, not straight like someone just said, your posture's terrible, now sit up straight. But more straight as a proclamation of your own innate elegance and dignity. You're not ashamed of who you are, so you can sit up straight. The hands are palms down, resting on the just above the knee. And the front body is soft, and you can feel the sort of opening and closing of your front body on the breath. The expansion and contraction has a kind of inherent softness in it. The mouth is closed. The breath comes in and out through the nose, then. And however your breathing is fine. In this practice, the eyes remain open and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And you're just resting the eyes on that spot. You're not staring at it necessarily. You're just allowing your gaze to settle. Feel yourself breathing. This is different than noticing the breath. Feeling and noticing are not the same. Noticing is a kind of stepping back and observing. Feeling is a being with, on the spot. So be with your breath. By allowing your awareness to rest on the breath. Your mind will continue to make thoughts, thank God. And if you notice that you become absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, all you have to do is just let go. And it's that simple, just whoosh, let go of your thought. And if you have a comment about that, oh, that was good, or why do you have to do that so many times, let that go too. All of it, let go. Come back to your breath. Take a fresh start. And the amount of fresh starts that you are allowed to take in any given meditation session is infinite. Thank you so much for your practice.